वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट 4। यद्यद् आचरति श्रेयान् इतरस्तद् इहेत् इहाते सायत् प्रमाणं कुरुते लोकस्तदनुवर्तते। यद्यद् आचरति श्रेयान् इतरस्तद् तदीहते सयत् प्रमाणं कुरुते लोकस्तदनुवर्तते। Mataji, please. Ihate Pramanam Kurute Nuvartate. Yat yat, whatever, acharati, executes, Sreyan, a first class man with full knowledge of religious principles, Itara, a subordinate man, Tat tat, that, Ihate, performs, Sa, he, the great man, yat, whatever, pramanam, as evidence, or as the right thing, kurute, accepts, loka, the general public, tat, that, anuvartate, follows. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. the mass of people follow the example of a leader in society and imitate his behavior. They accept as evidence whatever the leader accepts. Purport. Although Ajamil was not punishable, the Yamadutas were insisting on taking him away to Yamaraj for punishment. This was adharma, contrary to religious principles. The Vishnudutas feared that if such irreligious acts were allowed, the management of human society would be spoiled. In modern times, the Krishna consciousness movement is trying to introduce the right principles of management for human society. But unfortunately, the governments of Kali Yuga do not properly support the Hare Krishna movement because they do not appreciate its valuable service. The Hare Krishna movement is the right movement for ameliorating the fallen condition of human society. And therefore, governments and public leaders in every part of the world should support this movement to completely rectify humanity's sinful condition. Om Agyana Timuranda Siganjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militamena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Devamrita Swaminiti Namine Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nittananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gauru Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. This is a very beautiful translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada explaining the importance of spreading Krishna consciousness. Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj explains that Nate vidu swartha gatim he Vishnu durasaya he bahiratta maninas anda yatandeir upaniya manas tepishu tantra urudam nibad. Prahlad Maharaj explains that people in general, they don't know what is the real self-interest, what is the goal of life. So they're blind towards self-realization. And they also bring to position a king or a leader who is also similarly blind. So in this way, one blind trying to follow another blind, they all fall into a ditch. So this is very beautifully explained by Prahlad Maharaj, this position of modern leaders. It's like in Australia, when I was there a couple of years ago, there was a big thing about how the president actually was on a world tour, and he happened to visit a prostitute. So the media was making like a big thing about it. And then the president said in the newspaper, "Hey, you know, why are you making a big deal? I'm no saint, you know. I'm not a saint. I never claimed to be a saint. You know, why are you making a big deal? I'm just a politician, you know. It's like understood, you know, every man needs a little bit of this here and there, you know." And all the public were like completely on his side, yeah. What a wonderful leader we have. He's very honest and he's very down to earth, very practical, you know. So everybody was like giving hard time to the newspaper reporters, like, "Leave him alone, you know. He's just a nice guy, you know." So this is like considered like a wonderful leader. Same in South India, a little while ago, the chief minister of Chennai, he's completely like atheist. And he was saying in the newspapers how you know, he was making fun how people believe that Lord Ram, being God, you know, he built a bridge. God needs to build a bridge to go to the other side of the ocean. And also, he was asking, the chief minister was asking the religious people of South India, which engineering college did Ram Chandra attend to learn how to build a bridge. And many educated young people are like, yeah, you know, this is amazing, you know. We have so long we've been under religious leaders, therefore we didn't grow economically. Now we have people like, you know, this person who's challenging all the Vedas, so we will definitely make progress. So this is the position of, you know, the leaders in the age of Kali Yuga. The same place where King Kulashekar comes from, South India. We read Prabhupada was very fond of quoting Mukundamala Stotra. Prabhupada would always quote King Kulashekar, how he explained that Manasa Raja Hamsa, Prana Prayana Samaye Kafavata Pito Kantavarana Rodana Vido Smaranam Kutaste Krishna Twadiya Pada Pankaja Pancharanta. King Kulashekar was praying that at the time of death, you know, it's very hard to remember God or Krishna, because the bodily, due to bodily disturbances and mental disturbance, we'll be in so much in pain. Kafavata pito, the bodily airs and everything is so disturbed, it's such a painful situation. It's impossible to think of Krishna unless we are trained. So King Kulashekar used to explain, let me think about you now while I'm healthy and die immediately. Let my mind, swan, he compared his mind to a swan. And the swans, they usually take pleasure in sporting with the lotus stems. So Kulashekar compared Krishna's lotus feet to the lotus stem. So King Kulashekar prayed like this, let my mind, which is compared to a swan, take shelter of your lotus feet, Krishna, and this way leave my body immediately when I'm healthy. And King Kulashekar, it's explained, he was a great, great devotee of Lord Ramchandra. And every day actually was one big festival in his court. And he would celebrate. Every day there would be a reading of Ramayana, and all the citizens would come together and they would hear the pastimes of Lord Ramchandra. And King Kulashekar was so absorbed in the pastimes, whatever he was hearing, that whatever they were reading in the Ramayana in that occasion, on that day, he would create the kingdom a similar mood. One time they were reading about how Ravana actually kidnapped Sita, and Ram is in anxiety. So, being so much in the bhava, King Kulashekar took the entire army and he marched towards the shores of Rameshwaram, where the ocean begins, where you can cross to Sri Lanka. And he took his whole army, and then like all the ministers are scratching their head, you know, this is like not very practical, not very productive, you know. So they had to send some of King Kulashekar's men to come from the other side and says, actually, everything is okay, everything is okay, you know. Ram actually killed Ravana and Sita's back, you know. Let's go back, let's go back. So they go. And then the minister got together and told the pundit, the court pundit, you know, if you again read any sad portions from the Ramayana, that's it, you're finished. Always read the happy sections. Let it be a festival within the court. We can't spend all this money to go here and there. And one day the pundit was absent, and the son of the pundit was reading the Ramayana, and again he read how you know, Ravana is taking Sita to the other side and he's like torturing her, and she's surrounded by like man-eating rakshasis, and he's kept her in an island, and Ram is in so much anxiety, and because of this, you know, the Bharat and, you know, Lakshman, everybody's in anxiety. And immediately King Kulashekar again took his army and started marching towards the ocean. And he was so much in the mood of fighting. He said, Ravana, I'm coming now with all my army. I'm going to help Ram like this. So it's explained that Kulashekar actually entered the ocean, like he's like marching into the ocean with his sword up, like, you know, trying to cross the ocean, and it was like this much of water, he was about to drown. And he actually had the darshan of Sita, Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman, and they pacified him, and this way they came back. And the ministers were thinking it's all due to the association. You know, he associates with the sadhus, and then it's creating such a big disturbance. The neighboring kings, if they found out that he's so absorbed all the time in Ramayana, you know, it's very, you know, dangerous. So they wanted to make a conspiracy, and they said to Kulashekar, you know what? The diamonds from the deities are missing, the jewelries. And King Kulashekar said, you know, let's search for it. And then later on the ministers came with the jewelries, and they told him, you know, actually, we found the jewelries and your devotee friends have stolen it. And King Kulashekar said, it's impossible. It's impossible that, you can blame my sadhu, you know, sadhus like this. And King Kulashekar, being such a serious devotee, he said, bring me a cobra inside a pot. So the venomous cobra, and they brought him. And he said, I'm going to put my hand inside this. And if it bites me, then I will take that these devotees have stolen. If not, then I don't believe you. So King Kulashekar put his hand inside this pot with a venomous cobra, and nothing happened. And then he realized, you know, it doesn't match me trying to be like materially, you know, a king and trying to manage and associate with, like, you know, jackals and wolves kind of ministers, and me trying to be a devotee doesn't match. So he gave up everything, and then you know, that's when he started writing all these poems and fully started 100%. He was already 100% Krishna conscious, but he wanted to set an example and just be like completely devoted. And this is exactly what Krishna actually wants from the leaders. Just like if you look at the history of Mahabharata, you know, Duryodhan was an amazing manager, there's no doubt. Krishna didn't, you know, wanted to get rid of him because he was like spaced out person with no managerial skills. It's not like that. Duryodhan was an amazing expert, a politician, diplomat, amazing manager. But Krishna went through so much to put the Pandavas on throne just because they were anti-Krishna. The Kauravas, they were anti-Krishna. Just like that. So this is exactly what Krishna wants. This place, this universe has a purpose. This creation has a purpose. And if we understand the purpose behind the creation, we understand as devotees that basically Krishna wants to frustrate all of us in all our attempts to be happy here and take us back to Godhead. That's the purpose. And many people don't understand the purpose, and therefore they want to figure it out. They want to come up with some purpose. They want to manufacture some purpose. And therefore there's so much chaos. So just by reading Srila Prabhupada's books and distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, the Dharma can be re-established. Srila Prabhupada is actually empowered. He was sent by Krishna to actually do this, re-establish Dharma. Otherwise, nobody understands anything about Krishna, anything about Rama. You know, they don't understand anything spiritual. It's like Prabhupada was joking how somebody asked him, like, Krishna says, Dharma samsthapanarthaya, I come to re-establish religious principles. But in the middle of night, Krishna is dancing with gopis. Or he's passing urine and stool because the gopis hid the butter. the cowherd woman hid the butter. So how can anybody understand, Prabhupada is saying? How can a layman understand without the help of the acharyas? So therefore it's so important when somebody receives Prabhupada books, immediately they can understand. Otherwise, no matter who is, whoever, you know, they may think they're very spiritual, but they have no clue, no idea. It's like one famous movie star in South India. We were all like me, Vaninath, we were all big fans of him. Growing up, you know, we had his posters in our walls, and every morning we want to wake up seeing his auspicious face, and every movie that comes, you know, we would fight and kill to watch it in the first show. And we always thought he's very spiritual, you know. It's like, wow, what a nice guy, you know, very spiritual. But then I just read an interview he gave. Now being in Krishna conscious few years, we can see, you know, very, what kind of spiritual person he is. Before we couldn't tell what's right, what's wrong. So this person is basically so ignorant, you know. He's speaking and he's thanking God that, this is far out what he says. He says he's thanking God for allowing him to be a God in the earth planet, moving around, mixing with public. And then he's saying, I'm thanking God because I don't have so many contradictions. You just read one paragraph, you could immediately see, like, what's he saying? You know, is he saying he's either God or he's not God? He's saying he's God, and next minute he's saying, I thank my parents because they've given me a healthy body. I don't have diabetes, I don't have high blood pressure, I don't have cholesterol. And therefore, he's 61 years old and he can be in romantic scenes. And he's like, you know, he's saying like Himalayas is his home and Ganges is his mother and such Baba is his guru, and he's claiming to be God, and next minute he's saying like, I'm 61 years, I'm still like young girls or standing in queue to act with me, and I'm so thankful to my parents for giving me a healthy body with a lot of vigor. And you know, it's just like, I was just thinking, you know, unless somebody comes across Srila Prabhupada's books, there is no way we're going to understand anything, what's going on. It's like a big maze. It's like a very hard to figure it out. Moha Kalilam, Krishna calls it. It's like a forest of delusion. Moha Kalilam. Therefore, Prabhupada was always stressing that, you know, the importance of his book distribution. It's like this one devotee in Iran. He was asking Prabhupada, he came up with this idea how he wanted to make a movie, like a full-on movie, you know, Hollywood movie. Explaining, you know, how the devotees live and how what we eat and what we do, what our services are, and so many things like that. And also, like, you know, show something in the movie, and this way people will watch it and become attracted. And so Prabhupada asked him, like, how much is it going to cost? And this person said, easily like millions of dollars, Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, so how many books can you print and distribute for that millions of dollars? And this devotee was giving a calculation. And Prabhupada said, do that instead. Prabhupada said, with the movies, it's like a gambling. You know, we're taking a chance. We don't know what will happen, you know, how successful it will be. And Prabhupada gave himself as an example. Prabhupada said, when I was in New York, for his Wednesday night Gita classes, Prabhupada said he gave an ad in the New York Times advertising his Gita class. And Prabhupada said in those days it costed him so much just for a small ad in the newspaper. And apparently three people showed up. And Prabhupada considered it a failure because they didn't buy any of his books. Prabhupada said, three people came, I spent so much money advertising, and they didn't even buy my books. So Prabhupada's judgment of what's success in terms of preaching is like, sometimes there is like a confusion. Like we see this famous quote from Prabhupada saying, if you'd like to please me, distribute my books. Some people say like Harikesh Prabhu was so enthusiastic about book distribution. He said if you want to please me, distribute books. Prabhupada actually said, if you want to please me, then preach Krishna consciousness. But then you see everywhere, Prabhupada says, preaching means book distribution. Successful preaching means book distribution. So, either way, it's the point is, Prabhupada considered successful preaching means book distribution. Distributing his books. Palena parichyate. So Prabhupada said it's a gambling. When you want to make a movie, you may not, attract many people. It'd be a big loss. But on the other hand, if you distribute my books, then imagine how many millions of books you can distribute, and we can practically see through the results how many people are coming to Krishna consciousness through book distribution. This is really amazing. I was just speaking with my friend Gusto. He comes often. He's a young man from Mexico. And he was explaining how he came to Krishna consciousness. I met him in a college campus. I thought he was actually an Indian, like North Indian or something. But then when we first met him, immediately started distributing books with us. I was really amazed, what is this? I thought he was an Indian, so it's like normal to spread Krishna consciousness. But then he told me he's from Mexico. And he told me how he was in crossroads in life. He was like really, really bewildered about, what to do. He can see how it was a very crucial time in his life. It's like, the world, the way the world is going is like a mad rushing river. Once you jump in, by the time you can breathe, you're already like old man, That's what I was speaking with some kids last night in downtown Harinam. And this couple, they were saying, I asked them like, what's the goal of your life? And they were saying, to become, successful, to make money. And we were just having a light discussion, and I was just pointing out, to make money and find happiness, it's like not a very intelligent thing. Because most people that are driving like, fancy cars and own a house, they already like in their 60s or 70s, you never see a teenager driving a fancy car. So you work all your life, and then at the end you get some money, but you cannot even enjoy it because you have to go to the hospital, see the doctors, so much anxiety, so much stress. So this way all your life you were hoping by making money you'd be happy, but then at the end all the money you made, you're just giving it to the doctors. So they were happy and they took the books and they wanted to come to our vegetarian restaurant, Govinda's. So Gusto was also feeling similarly about, what to do. He said he wanted to travel the world and search for the truth. And then he thought, what about if I went around the world and I didn't end up finding anything, what will be my position? So he was very confused, and then he went to his library and he found the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And that was his first book. Many times like, some devotees have this misconception that sometimes these books are hard for people to relate. But this boy, he read the second canto for the first time in his life, didn't know anything about Krishna, didn't know anything about, Vedic culture. He read the second canto cover to cover, and then he met us on campus and immediately starts distributing books. Like, we were so inspired and encouraged to hear this practical example, how powerful these books are. And still it's amazing because just 30 years ago, Prabhupada was present, and he was every conversation, every letter, every class, Prabhupada was stressing the book distribution. There's nothing, even if you're like not a full-time devotee, anybody with some intelligence, if you understand, if you hear some lectures of Prabhupada, read some of his books, you can immediately understand what Prabhupada wanted from us. It's not like you don't have to be a rocket scientist. And Prabhupada, every letter, every conversation, every class he gave, he was saying, distribute my books if you want to please me. How many times can a person possibly say something before we get it. It's unbelievable. It's really amazing. Still, we have some kind of doubts. And we forget, just within 30 years, the importance of what the founder Acharya wants. We forget. Sometimes I look at, Ramanuja Sampradaya, and then I'm thinking, like, in my mind, they're not doing this properly, that properly. But then I think, just within 30 years of Prabhupada leaving us, like, we already forget what he wanted the most from us. But Ramanujacharya was 2,000 years ago. It's not bad for, after the disappearance of such an Acharya, the process is still going on. So there's no doubt that Prabhupada wanted this most, to distribute books. And Prabhupada always explained that just by reading these books, so many people, like we hear this famous example, one person wanted to see some mystic powers from Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was actually pointing to his disciples. There were some from China, some from Japan, some from India, some from America. And Prabhupada was pointing to all of them and saying, "This is my mystic powers." How these people didn't know anything about Krishna a couple of years ago. Now they won't even eat onion or garlic, drink tea or coffee or smoke cigarettes. And they're mad after God. Prabhupada said, "This is my mystic powers." And we also hear sometimes Prabhupada did actually show some mystic powers. It's like Malati Mataji was explaining, they had a program in India and the audience were like speaking to each other so loudly and not listening to Prabhupada. And it was like really disturbing for all his disciples to see, these people are missing out on the valuable talk Prabhupada is giving. And all of a sudden, like magically the lights went out, like became pitch dark. And it was like the disciples even became more disturbed. Now, at least he was having the sound system to speak. Now everything became dark. And then everybody can see like Prabhupada was actually glowing in the dark. You couldn't see even your own self or your neighbor, whoever is next to you. But then when everybody looked at Prabhupada, everybody became stunned. He was like literally like glowing in the Vyasa Sun in the stage, and everybody became like very quiet and started to like become amazed to see this. And immediately the lights came on and Prabhupada started speaking like nothing has ever happened. So Malati Mataji was saying how this was Prabhupada just trying to capture the ignorant people's attention, because sometimes it's necessary. Prabhupada was displaying these mystic powers. And another time, Malati Mataji was saying how she used to drive Prabhupada around to run errands in the early days. And then one day she asked Prabhupada, "Do you know how to drive?" And Prabhupada said, "No, I don't know how to drive. But I had a car in India." And she thought, she didn't say anything, and then she went to Shyam Sundar and all the devotees, and she was expressing this like a amazing thing, because they thought Prabhupada is a mystic yogi, like a guru from India, but he had a car, but it would run on its own without him driving it. So they were amazed to hear that, you had a car but you never knew how to drive. But anybody who's been to India, we don't drive there, we always have drivers. So Prabhupada had a driver to drive them around. So this way the devotees were really amazed. So Prabhupada did sometimes show mystic powers, but mostly his language and message was pretty straightforward. Very, very straightforward. That if you want to please me, you distribute these books. Like Sura Prabhu used to say that we're all big fans of establishing Varnashram Dharma. But just by distributing books, we are establishing Varnashram Dharma, because whoever reads the book, automatically their nature will come out. And some would be Kshatriya, some would be a Brahmana, some would be like this. It automatically establishes the religious principles. And especially this month of December, is dedicated for distributing Srila Prabhupada's books and giving the mercy to the conditioned souls. Just like if we are in a burning house and we know where the door is to escape, it's one thing to run out the door, but it's better to point to others also where the door is. Similarly, we all are fortunate because we have come across Prabhupada's books. So it's our duty to make others fortunate as well by distributing these books, Srila Prabhupada's books, at least in the month of December. For example, tomorrow is the World Enlightenment Day, and our goal is to distribute 15,000 books in New Dwaraka. So Suvas Prabhu is working hard for weeks to bring books, Sura Prabhu also. So tomorrow morning there will be plenty of books available. You can come, take some books and distribute. It's actually amazing because more than devotees living in the temple, the congregation can actually distribute more books. Because you're actually meeting so many people. You're going out to work, you're going to study, you're doing so many errands all day long. It's easy to come across people. And it's very, very easy to share one of these books. Very, very easy. You just have to have it. Like Vaisheshika Prabhu says, if you don't have it, even if you have a nice sentiment towards somebody, how will you ever going to give them a book? But if you always carried some books with you, then if you meet somebody nice, you know, we can give them a book. And we're not even anxiety about, you know, collecting or this or that. We can, you know, these books, like you can even get a book for like 20 cents, 22 cents, Reservoir of Pleasure. So if everything is possible, everything is available. So we just have to show our gratitude to Prabhupada by distributing and sharing his books. Or, as I always announce in my classes, if you're not able to do that, if you're not able to distribute, then so many of us are just here to do that full time. So if you just come forward and sponsor these books, then we can distribute on the behalf of the congregation, and you will get actually the same blessings. Every time a book goes out, you know, you get blessings. So it's a very special movement, mercy movement, and everybody can participate. It's a very special month, so we just beg you to come forward and assist us in serving Srila Prabhupada. So stop here. If anybody has any questions or comments or corrections. Sura Prabhu. I don't know. Yeah, that's what my conclusion was also. I said basically people say different things, but it's obvious that, you know, this is Prabhupada wanted the most. So we are all for it. We're on the same page. So Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.